Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, we allow the music to do the talking. Well, I love this song by Worship House on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit. He lifted me up. Before that, it was Joyous Celebration. And by ni kasi mura kahle sunene. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm looking at scriptures because scriptures gives us the perspective of God. Basically, a holistic approach with regards to life by and large. And I must say, we always grateful when men and women of God in our churches read the Bible, explain the Bible, we write it down or we record it, and ultimately we're going to make a follow-up in terms of reading and listening so that our faith may be strengthened. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ should go back into the basics. Each and every believer, whether you are a pastor, a bishop, prophetess, child of God, you have the responsibility basically to read for yourself the Bible. Exodus 14:14 says, "And Moses said unto the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians that you are seeing today, you will see them again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace." I love it. Tamela Man says he did it for me.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Welcome to the final hour on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Intimate Moments on a Thursday evening. And I must say that Pastor Hwadi is with us in the studio. And much appreciated, my family, wherever you are, about Nikenkari, just to listen and listen what God is saying in His Word. Moving right along, my family, as we look at the holistic view of God with regards to our lives. Remember, Bibele yiri, we are loved. He ran the wheel, Shikwembu. In other words, Shikwembu iri ranzu. That's why He has given us the gift of life that we are enjoying at the moment. Now, one thing for sure is that our prayers, when we pray, according to the Bible, my family, Shikwembu shayingisa, Shikwembu shatwa. This is the view of God. This is the idea of God. Right? 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So anytime you kneel down, anytime you lift up your hands to the Lord, Shikwembusha yingisa, the Lord hears. Well, we continue with Pastor Ernest Hwadi, even in this hour. And I must say that it is absolutely fantastic just to hear the servant of the Lord speaks. Leah M. Singabangobi.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
I must say that this is another night, you know, another night whereby the word of the living God is being spoken. And I must say, before we bring in the final segment, I want us to just have the conversation. Pastor Ernest Hwadi.
Ndadi Mashaki.
Talk to me.
Oh, yes, Ndadi Mashaki. Thank you so much. You know, there's this question. Why biblical teaching is crucial today? That's one of the questions that are very much important. And I want to address that to say, why is it important to provide the biblical teaching? And this is why it is important. Number one, the biblical teaching provides guidance during confusion. You know, at times, so many of us, one way or the other, we are confused because of the situation that which we find ourselves in, because of the challenges that we go through, because of things that which we hear. There are a number of things that actually makes us to be so confused. Now, biblical teaching is there to be able to guide us. The Bible provides eternal truth in a world where opinions constantly change. And remember, if opinions change, the word of the Lord does not change. And we know that, you know, from eternity past until eternity future, things can change, people can change, the weather can change, people can, the opinions of the people can change, but the word of God cannot change. The word of the Lord will stand as is. Now, the word of God will provide guidance in the midst of confusion. If you are confused, search for the Bible truth. Search for guidance and the Lord will guide you and he will, you know, give you the ability to understand. And secondly, Ndate Mashakin, spiritual maturity, biblical teaching is crucial, is important because it also provides biblical spiritual maturity there. And remember, we read also Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 13, and I want to visit that passage of scripture again because there are truth there that which we can hear and learn from what the Lord is saying. And we know that every time the word of the Lord cannot change, and God always does talk to us because of his word. Now, we are reading the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 13. The Bible says, this is to continue until all of us are united in our faith and in our knowledge about God's Son, until we become mature. Now, this is very important because biblical teaching, the more we teach the Bible, the more we preach the Bible, it also brings spiritual maturity. And this is in accordance with Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 13. And it continues to say, to know the knowledge about God's Son until we become mature, until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. So it means that Christ is the standard of our maturity. The other thing, the third point that I want to bring is in light with the unity in the body of Christ itself. When we talk about sound doctrine, it fosters love, it fosters accountability, and it also fosters oneness in the church. Remember, we are answering the question to say, why are we supposed to teach the word of God or the Bible? Why biblical teaching is important today? Now, these three aspects are very crucial for us. It also fosters, you know, love, in accountability and oneness even in the church. And yeah, not only that, Ntate Mashakeni, also equips us for saviors.
I love verse number 14, my family, as we study the word, the servant of the Lord is here. And thank you for joining us wherever you are tonight. Maruti, verse number 14, allow me to read.
Oh, yes, yes.
That we should no longer... By the way, I'm reading Ephesians chapter 4. Maruti gave read 13. I'm reading 14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the running craftiness of deceitful plots. Let me give it to you.
Yes. Now, this one, Tati Mashakini, also confirms, because we spoke about, you know, nullifying doctrines which are not biblically correct. The reason we are teaching and providing biblical, you know, aspect today, it is that it also helps us, you know, with the sound doctrine, as we indicated. And that passage of scripture, verse number 14, that which you read, suits perfectly so. Because in my translation, it says, then we will no longer be little children tossed and carried about all kinds of teachings that change like wind. You know, these other teachings, they really change like wind. They change. Today they teach this, tomorrow they have changed, they are teaching this and that. So, but we are here to say we need to teach the biblical, correct biblical teachings to everybody, so that we are not taken astray by the teachings of today that changes like wind. And where you have read, the Bible also continues to say, we will no longer be influenced by people who are cunning and clever strategies lead us astray. It means there are people who are really cunning and then they are using clever strategies. We are not for the strategies of men, but Ntate Mashakeni, we are really embarking on the biblical teaching that will also equip us for a better service. And that is outlined and taught by the Apostle Paul in the book of 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
Yes, chapter 3, verse number 16 and until verse number 17. And Timothy speaks, Paul speaks something else here, very important. He says, for the scriptures equips us for every good work. It means us as children of God, we must be equipped for what? For every good work. And here, what Ezra is saying, Ntate Mashakeni, Ezra identifies threefold model, and he talks about learning, he talks about living, he talks about teaching. When you read chapter 7, verse number 10, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and even to do it and to teach it. Now, this threefold model is our pattern today as we need to understand the Lord and as we continue to teach the principles of the Lord. In other words, Ezra prepared his heart. We need to prepare our hearts as well as children of God. We are going to focus on learning, to learn the law of the Lord, mm-hmm. to learn the principles of the Lord. Not only that, number two, to live by the principles of the Lord, and also to do what the third one is, to teach them. And this indeed is our pattern that which we need to follow.
Now, my family, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Maruti, you know what? I'm blessed. Very, very, very much blessed.
Oh, yes.
And probably, I suppose, there will be an event that you will be holding.
Oh, yes.
To tell us more about that, the details, where and how, tickets, speakers, and everyone will be involved.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakini. On the 2nd of August 2025, we are running a marriage seminar. And in this marriage seminar, it accommodates the couples and the singles. Oh, we bless the Lord for that. And we are theming it to say a marriage health check. We really need to teach the church about, you know, marriage. Even those who are anticipating to be in marriage or to marry or to be married, we are simply saying, come, let's teach you, let's give you tips on also how to, you know, make or check some red flags there in Tate.
Maybe the details in terms of when and where, the location, I think that's very, very important.
Yes. We are going to be having this event at Soshanguve, St. Clair Catholic Church, that is 306 Block GG in Soshanguve.
Good.
And on the 2nd of August 2025, we have invited Dr. Andrew Spauma. He's coming together with his wife. And Dr. Andrew is a social worker and a relationship coach. And for information on this one, we are simply asking our brothers and sisters to connect with me via Facebook, PS Ernest Ezekiah Kwadi, and you can connect with me. Otherwise, you can call me or WhatsApp me on 082-470-6408. Let me repeat that number. It's 082-470-6408, and we will be able to give you more information on that.
My family, that's it. Let's hear the final segment with Pastor Ernest Kwadi. You heard the details?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Such a great God that we serve. Such a wonderful God that we serve. And we bless the Lord for that. We bless the Lord for that. Well, I played a song by Singaba Ngobi before that, by Leah M. Now, we just want to hear what are some of the things that we need to know with regards to these teachings of the Bible. But moving on, you know, you and I are blessed of the Lord. It is in the Word that you are blessed. The ideas of God about us cannot change. If He says you are favored, indeed accept that. If He says to you, I'm fighting all your battles, believe that, child of God. Because that will stand the test of time. Utatsunduka leswaku hosi Yesu uri, heaven and earth shall pass away. I hosi Yesu yaloyo. But my words will never pass away. Right? So realize that always, that God will speak. Even though sometimes the situation on your side does not favor you, you are being challenged. It doesn't change the idea and the thoughts of God with regards to life. That's why His ways are very high. His thoughts are very, very high. I just want to bring in once more the servant of the Lord, Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Ward, just to qualify some of the things that we can say, yeah, this is what we wanted. Let's bring in the servant of the Lord. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
I must say that indeed the truth is basically setting us free now. Moving right along, my family, in studio on Intimate Moments with the servant of the Lord, Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Wadi. My family, thank you for joining us indeed. And I suppose you're just enjoying this conversation because it's a powerful, powerful, powerful conversation. Powerful in the sense that it is qualified by the Word. Muruti,
Ndati Mashakini,
let's have the conversation going forward.
Oh, yes.
Once more.
Thank you so much, Ndati Mashakini. Maybe let's continue once more and reflect on the very chapter that which we were reading, the book of John, chapter 8, from verse number 30 up until 36. And also ask ourselves to say, according to this chapter, can we really give or identify reasons why we need to teach the Bible? Can we really do that? Yes, we can. And remember, Ndati Mashakini, maybe you can also assist us by opening the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Then we can refer to verse number 9, 10, 11, up until verse number 12 there. Before I touch on other aspects then, Ndati Mashakini.
It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my soul or heart, I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. 11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Number 12, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes.
Ndati Mashakini, that's so profound. You know, the Bible is very good. You know, I love the word of the Lord, and God is always good. Now, the psalmist here is asking a question to say, as a young person, how do you do to keep your life pure. And he also gives a way there to saying, and a young person can do that by holding on to the word of the Lord, you know, to hold on to the word. Holding on to the word is holding on to the truth. That is the truth of the Bible. That is the truth of Jesus Christ. And he is asking to say, as a young person, yes, as we were celebrating Youth Month and so on, but he's asking a question, as a young person, for you to keep your life pure, how do you do that? And he gives, you know, just in a nutshell, and to say, by holding on God's word, let us continue to hold on God's word. And to add on that, Ntate Mashakin, remember the question was to say, according to this chapter, can we give reasons why is it important for teaching the word of God? Because the psalmist says, we are holding on the word of the Lord. Holding on the word of the Lord also, Ntate Mashakin, is able to spiritually and personal growth. We are talking about the spiritual and personal growth here. Because the psalmist says, holding on to God's word. When you continue to hold on to God's word, it assists you to and deepens your understanding of God's character and his redemptive plan. This is so much important. Holding on God's word also strengthens your faith or my faith by grounding me as a child of God in the truth. You know, holding on God's word, it grounds me in this truth. Remember, the truth shall set you free, and you will be free indeed.
Now, moreover on that, Maruti, you hear the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaks about two builders. The wise builder. I want you to hold your thought there. The wise builder and the foolish builder. In the final analysis, Ntate Maruti, each one of them wanted to build strong houses. But unfortunately, the second one, his house was built on the sand. Let us have the conversation moreover on that, Maruti.
Ntate Mashakin, that's so true. You know, the wise builder and the foolish builder. These two people, Jesus is using this parable and illustration to reflect, to say, we need to check where we put the foundation. You cannot just put the foundation anywhere. And he says, build your house on the rock. Because when the floods or when the storms of this life come, because you have built your house, the foundation is right on the rock. When the problems and the challenges of this world come, your house will continue to stand. It cannot collapse unless if you chose to build on a sand like this foolish builder. And this one, it also helps us to say we really need to equip ourselves as children of God by knowing where we put our foundation. You can't just put the foundation anywhere. Ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to enlighten you. Ask the Lord to lead and guide you so that whenever you start with your foundation, you must know that the foundation is Christ himself.
Let me add on that. And I want us to look at verse number 11. In your version, in Psalm 119, going forward, what does it say there?
Yes, it says, I have treasured your promise in my heart so that I may not sin against
Let me give
you.
It to you, dear yes. sir. Continue with the conversation.
Yeah. Now, you see, the psalmist says, I have treasured your promise. Now, to treasure your promise, that it's very much important, and you treasure the promise not in any place where the thieves will come and steal, but he says, treasure your promise in my heart so that I may not sin against you. We are here because we are treasuring the promise of the Lord. We are holding on the word of the Lord in our hearts so that we may not sin against the Lord.
In other words, these are the many, many, many reasons that can make us to believe the chapters that we read, the scriptures that we read, Mruti. And I want us to go ahead giving the many, many reasons that are being explained by the Bible.
Ndate Mashakeni, there are so many reasons.
Talk to me.
Verse number 10, he talks about, he says, I wholeheartedly searched for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to say, do not let me wander away from your commandments. You know, the commandments of the Lord are always guiding us. And another reason I would say, you know, the word of the Lord guides us. And also, it helps us to give us the moral clarity. Now, what am I talking about when I say guidance and moral clarity? I'm referring to the provision or God being able to provide a moral compass. You know, in a world where values are being shifted and changed, the word of the Lord will continue to reveal God's will in our lives for every area of our lives, including the relationship in our homes, you know, between myself and my wife and my children, my neighbors, relatives, and so on. We know that God's word will continue to guide us. That's why the psalmist continues to say, he says, I wholeheartedly searched for you. We need to continue to search for the Lord wholeheartedly. And he says, do not let me wander away from your commandments. Don't keep me out of your commandments. The commandments of the Lord, the will of the Lord, the words that comes from the Lord in Ntate Mashakeni helps us to, you know, to do well with every relationship that we find ourselves in.
Now, let me give you one of the scripture that you love most. And in one of the shows, we spoke about it, you know, some time ago. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Let's talk.
Ntate Mashakeni, that's so true. You know, when the Lord speaks to us, that is the bread to us to eat. And then that's why the Bible says man cannot live, you know, by bread. When it's referring to bread, it is referring to the physical food that we normally take, we cook and so on. It says that we cannot live on that alone, but we are able to live, you know, also by the word that comes from the Lord. Now, that is very profound, because when we live from the word of God, the word of God corrects even, you know, the false teachings. There are so many false teachings that which we will hear. The word of the Lord, if we live by it, corrects that and helps us as believers to be able to discern the truth.
We'll leave it here tonight, my family, Pastor Ernest Wadi. Thank you so much. And I would love you to just thank the Lord for these teachings tonight.
Oh, yes, Father, we come before your throne because you are the gracious God. And we thank you, Father, for your word. We know that your word is the truth and your word helps us, Lord. And we want to thank you. And you said in your word that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. We want to thank you for the freedom that you have given us in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Servant of the Lord, thank you for joining us.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
My family, we're back. And yeah, let me say a big thank you to Pastor Enes Hwadi tonight. The reading of the Bible, the reading of the Word, the teachings that he basically gave us. Much appreciated, servant of the Lord. That's why when we bring this man of God, they seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord for the family. Let me just read this. And thank you to Tatana Eneswadi Moso. Now, let me read Psalm 115. Verse number 12, it says, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear him, both small and great." I love this one. I love this one. 14, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. 15, you are blessed of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. After the preaching of the word, Tibzeli, Nimukateki wa Yehova, loyi a endleke tilo ni misava. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. After loko Xikwembu xi vulavurile hi mfundhisi Hwadi, you are favored of the Lord, because the word of the Lord says, you are blessed and highly favored by the Lord. You are blessed coming in, you are blessed going out. We come to the end of the show, my family. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The name is Thompson Mashakeni. The Thursday edition, Intimate Moments, comes to an end. Blessings to you, my family.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.